Okay.
About my presentation?
Yeah.
Or about my life?
About your life. Just anything that you want to talk about. Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from Florence, Italy for the Florence 2012 International Biennial Conference. And I have with me two special guests that are about to present on some important issues and topics. First of all, can you tell me your name and your position?
I'm professor of anthropology at the University of Florence. My name is David Caramelli. Okay. David in Italian, okay?
Okay. So can you share with us an overview of what you'll be sharing with the with the audience here? I know that people are very excited. We're going to be live tweeting the event following the hashtag Florence 2012. So can you give us a snapshot of what you're going to be sharing?
Yeah, I suppose that I've been invited here because I'm working on ncDNA. So ncDNA is a topic in the new genographic project because we know that we have to compare the sequence of human with the sequence of Neanderthal. Mm-hmm. So for this, I'm working on Neanderthals, and we hope to have more surprise next year about the Neanderthal genome in order to compare it with the new human genome that come from the new project of genographic. And for this, it's important that this project will be developed as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. So are we that much evolved as far as, like, you know, from our DNA? I mean, are we pretty similar to our ancestors from long ago?
Yes. There are a lot of similarity, but 2% of similarity between Neanderthal DNA and the human DNA.
Only 2%?
Only 2%. But since has been studied just now only one sample of Neanderthal, I think that it's better to improve the number of samples that we go to investigate. For this, my new project is to develop a new genetic investigation on more Neanderthal that come from Italy.
Okay, so with that uniqueness, why is that important to today's age, and why is it relevant today?
Yeah, it is relevant today because the knowledge of our genomes, to know very well our genomes, according to me, it's important to know the genome of ancient individuals that belong to the same phylogenetic history, the human being. For this, I think it is important to study. This.
So it's important for health, for for other purposes as well.
Well, I think this is important also for health because studying the past human evolution could take some information that are very important for developing new method for develop new cure for new medicine for new research in the field of health. Of course, it's important to know. Anyway, it's important to know the ancient genome and the modern genome to compare this because the evolution of health is the evolution of a human being.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And then also tell me your name and what you're going to be sharing with us.
My name is Davide Pettener. I'm professor of anthropology at the University of Bologna and head of the Department of Biology.
Okay. And so, how important is this discussion, do you think, as far as contributing to the wealth of knowledge? And then what do you want people to do with that knowledge?
Well, we are working, of course, on human population genetics too, and we are participating to the National Geographic Project. We are investigating the Italian genetics, and in this wonderful room, we will present the first results of our investigation.
Okay, so this will be the first time that people will hear. So give me a sneak peek of what you found. What is the most important finding?
Well, we found the ancient roots, the ancient genetic roots of Italians. You know, first works like works from Cavalli Sforza found an historic genetic background. We went deeper and found the Paleolithic, Neolithic, and the deep roots of Italians. This is something new.
So it's very exciting for you then, and then what do you want us to do with that information, do you think? Well, I mean, besides I'm tweeting it, I'm going to be live tweeting it to hundreds of thousands of people, and we also have a team of international bloggers out there that are going to be sharing this information. So what else can we do to help you spread the word, share the information to a worldwide audience?
Well, I think that we have to spread a lot of this kind of information. It's very important also for the old problem of race and racism. Mm-hmm. This kind of investigation demonstrates that we all have common roots. Common roots, very common roots. So this kind of studies do not divide people, but are looking for common ancestry, common deep ancestry.
So
I think
really,
this is an important message.
Right. So we really are close together. You know, we just had an election in the United States with President Obama winning the presidency again. It was a historic moment when he was president, when he became president, because of our nation's heritage and past with slavery. And he was able to accomplish a lot, and the United States unified behind him. Now, because the economy collapsed, this is the historic moment for him, too, because no president has been reelected with such high unemployment numbers. And so he broke that record as well. And so do you find that in the United States, as well as, you know, politically and, you know, politically in Italy, as well as the rest of the world, I mean, can we really be unified, you know, based on the research that we're not that much different, you and I and other races, right?
Yeah. I think that in this moment, this is a particular moment for the Europe, especially, you know, the crisis, the economic crisis, that probably this crisis belongs to all the West world. It's important to produce new work on research, because the research is a very good engine to have a new economy, to have the possibility to have more discovery in this in this field. And I think it is necessary to put a lot of money in this project, even if this is a period of crisis. So I hope that our politicians think about this.
Okay? Right, that's absolutely great. So can you share with us National Geographic's role in sponsoring this important discussion?
Well, I mean, National Geographic is really, we have essentially 125 years of experience in exploration that is looking at, you know, scientific research to better understand the world and better understand our place in it. And the Genographic project, which we're presenting here today, is really about that. It's taking technology, looking at genetics as a way to better understand how we moved around the planet. But more than anything, really making that research or the participation in this project open to everyone. Mm-hmm. So citizen science in the truest sense of the word. So being able to couple public participation with scientific research to make a real-time scientific project is something that I think is fascinating to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And so can you break it down for us, you know, just as an overview of what that project entailed? What does it mean, you know, geo? I mean, what was the word that you described?
Sure. It's the Genographic project, and basically it is an attempt to look at the history of the human race, in other words, how we moved around the world, but looking at genetics, taking DNA samples from people around the world where there are specific identifiers that give population geneticists, scientists, clues into how what paths we took and when we basically went left and when we went right. So it's basically using that technology to fill in gaps in our knowledge in mapping the world. The second component, which I mentioned, is the public participation. We provide a kit that people can actually swab their cheeks and find out, you know, their deep ancestry, and contributing their results actually augments the database and helps scientists, you know, better understand and, you know, the research that they're carrying out.
So. Right. So it's an amazing. And then you combine that with social media and then all these high tech things. So can you make a comment or two about that?
Well, sure. You know, what we're doing now, especially as we enter this next phase of the project, is we're really kind of emphasizing that participatory aspect of the project. So now we have a situation where people are really much in a much more able to share their results, connect with other people who have similar results, and essentially kind of share their stories and how it kind of fits into their personal genealogy and understanding of themselves. And really coming down to the one really core essence of it, and that we really all came from the same place, and that we're really one part of one human family.
And to be able to share that, you know, that storytelling component with that, I mean, it's just fabulous. So
absolutely. And the thing is that this scientific research would only tell us so much about, you know, your background. It needs to be filled in by people's own experiences, and social media, that's a perfect vehicle for people to kind of fill in those blanks.
And so how can people find out more information about this project?
Very simple. You go to genographic.com. Where you'll be able to find out about the project and how you can be part of it.
Okay, tell us your name.
Alex Moen.
All right, thank you so much.